4:30 in the afternoon here on the Burns and Gambo show. There has been a lot to talk about when it comes to the Cardinals and their change at head coach. And one of the topics that has come up is how this change impacts the future of Deion Buchanan, one of the more popular players for the Cardinals organization the last few years, who had a rough 2018. And joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, the dollar backer, the money backer for the Arizona Cardinals, who's going into free agency with some question marks, Deion Buchanan here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Deion, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Deion. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Hey, listen, for 4 years here, man, you killed it. I mean, you revolutionized the position. You were a first-round draft pick that came out, and you were just putting up numbers and making plays and tackles and just really doing everything that could have been asked of you. And then last year happened, and you didn't really get an opportunity to play in this wacky 4-2-5 defense. How tough of a year was it for you?
Tough is an understatement. It was tough. I love playing football, and people know I love playing football, and it was just tough, you know, having to not be able to be out there and do the things I knew I could be able to do, you know. But with that being said, I'm looking forward to the future, you know, and I'm hoping just that there's a team that gives me an opportunity, whether it be the Arizona or somebody else. I just want an opportunity to be able to go out there and perform for my team. So, but it was definitely tough. It was tough.
Do you want to stay in Arizona? Would you like to remain a Cardinal because of you, with a new coach and a new system, and they're going to go back to the 3-4 defense instead of that wacky 4-2-5? Would you like to remain a Cardinal?
Man, I love the Cardinals. You know, they're the one that gave me the opportunity. Mr. Bilwell, he's such a great person, and I've had, you know, a couple of conversations, not this offseason, but just, you know, while I've been in the building, and, you know, he's always been a guy that's, you know, had my back, and he's always been just a great guy, a great person to me. You know, he's given me this opportunity, honestly, of a lifetime to even be able to play in the NFL. Of course, I would love to play for the Cardinals. But like I said, I want to play for a team that, you know, that sees me for my value, you know, understands what I can do on the field and understands what kind of player I am. You know, I'm a team player first and foremost. I mean, as you can see this last season, I'm not big on complaining or none of that, but I want to be able to go out there and help my team win, you know. So I love Cardinals. I love Arizona. I love the fan base, best fans in the world. And I'm still here right now, you know. I'm just, you know, training and waiting to see what happens, but I'm just looking forward to the future, though.
It's funny that you mentioned Michael Bidwell. We had the Cardinals team president on yesterday on the day that they introduced the new head coach, Cliff Kingsbury. And Gambo, my co-host, asked him specifically about you, Deion Buchanan, having a future in Arizona with this coaching change and going back to a defensive scheme that better suits your skills. I want to play his answer for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Here it is.
Yes. And I think there were several players that, you know, including, you know, Deion and Hassan Reddick were not even dressed for some of the games in 2018, which made no sense. And I know that, you know, we wanted to get them back on the field. Going back to the 3-4, there's no question that those players are, you know, we are built to be a 3-4 team, not a 4-3 team.
What's your reaction when you hear that, Deion?
Oh, man, you know, like I said, I mean, Mr. Bidwell, he's such a great person. I've talked to him a few times, and just hearing that means a lot, you know, because, like I said, hearing that means a lot because he means a lot to me because the opportunity he's given me within my life, you know, to hear that he actually, you know, he has me and Hassan's back and things like that, and going forward that, you know, they're going to go to the 3-4, which is awesome, you know. I feel like, definitely, as far as our personnel goes, I mean, on the Cardinals, you know, it'd be a better suit. But it means a lot, you know, and, you know, I'm humbled by it. And, you know, I just, like I said, hopefully in the future, you know, I'm able to talk to him and, you know, be thankful for the words that he said. Well, but, I definitely appreciate it for
listen,
sure.
We all said the same thing. It makes no sense that Deion Buchanan's not on the field. He's too good of a player. Michael Bidwell just said it makes no sense that Deion wasn't on the field. What was the explanation you were given as to why you weren't playing in some of these games?
Right. Honestly, I didn't even really get a true explanation. I was talking to the DC and head coach, but at the same time, I didn't want to come off as a player that was uncoachable, because, you know, next thing when you question or things like that within this league, I mean, sorry to say, you kind of get that stigma without it being justified. You know, when you start ruffling the feathers, when you start talking more so than what you need to be, or you're not, you know what I'm saying, you don't agree with something, and then you go and you try to, you know, ask questions, things like that. But then you, as a player, you get quick to be labeled as a guy that's not coachable, a guy that doesn't, you know, understand things, and, you know, a guy that's just, you know, not good for the locker room kind of thing. You get labeled with that when you start asking questions, things like that. So I wanted to stay as far away as possible from those things. You know, of course, eventually later down the season, I just kind of said, what the heck? You know, I might as well just at least figure out why they have this, you know, I don't know, this predetermined thing about me, whether it is just that I'm not a typical linebacker maybe than what they're used to, and they're, you know, and they act, you know, I don't know what it was, you know, and
that was
the biggest mystery for me. And but going through the season, you know, Coach Foote, like, he really kept me in it. He kept me in it and continued to coach me. You know, he continued to coach me and allowed me to become a better player, and just told me that just wait for your opportunity. And that's when my opportunity came, the last two or three games, I was able to go out there and do the things that I'm able to do and show them, you know, people what I'm capable of, and what I continue to do, what I've always done. And so, you know, it's just, I appreciate Coach Foote especially, because, you know, he was one of the people that, because he's always been with me. He's been with me all 5 of my years, and, you know, he told me and he let me know just, you know, different things, you know, understand that it's a business at the end of the day, you know. And I definitely got my fair share and, you know, a big dose of the business side of things within this league this last year, you know. So going forward, you know, it made me a better person, made me a better player. So, you know, it's hard to see that. I mean, maybe from the outside in, but it definitely made me a better player. Sure. And it made me understand the things within life, you know. You can't control some stuff. You know, you can't control what other people feel, and you can't control what other people do. So, I mean, you got to continue to keep your head down and just do what you need to do.
Cardinals linebacker Deon Buchanan joins us on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, flagship station of the Arizona Cardinals. Is it safe to say that a coaching change and a switch to a 3-4 defense is better suited for you?
Okay, of course. I mean, with just going based off, you know, performance, yeah. I mean, you definitely say that. But, I mean, me personally as a competitor, like, that's kind of like saying I can't play in a 4-3. Like, I can, you know. I just didn't feel like I got an opportunity to really showcase that I was able to, you know, within this different we were changing my position every other week, you know. And it was just kind of thrown off because, you know, they expected things kind of to fall into place. I mean, and I expected the same thing. You know, of course, the first game wasn't what anybody expected, but for me not to get another opportunity or get an opportunity to show the type of player that I've been showing for my last 4 years in Arizona, it kind of threw me off. But, you know, back to your question, I feel like that I can be effective in any defense, you know, personally. But naturally, within, you know, a 3-4, you know, that's where I had most of my success.
So needless to say, and we're chatting here with Deon Buchanan, free agent who obviously spent his career with the Arizona Cardinals, has spent his career with the Cardinals. There is nothing that has transpired in the last 6 months that would keep you from wanting to be back with the Arizona Cardinals, Deon?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Oh, not at all. I love it here. I love it. Like I said, I love it in Arizona. I love the fans. They continue to support this whole season. No matter, you know, the tough times, they were still there. They're still there in the stands, supported, cheering for us, you know what I'm saying, allowing us to, you know, have that confidence, go out there and play our best game. So, not a doubt. It's just what happened, you know what I'm saying, with my situation is unfortunate, but it's water on the bridge. I don't carry no bad blood within it, you know, and, you know, like I said, Mr. Bidwell and Mr. Karm, you know, they blessed me with this opportunity, you know, and I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. So, without a doubt, nothing within the last 6 months, you know what I'm saying? There were some tough times, but at the same time, you know, so that's what builds your character, you know. So, it definitely wouldn't shy me away from staying here in Arizona, for sure.
Well, listen, we saw what you did over the first four years that you were here, man. Again, you revolutionized the position. You were able to be a hybrid safety linebacker, and other teams are copycatting the Cardinals and what they were doing with you, and you had a lot of success. Now, I want you to be completely honest with me on this. If Steve Wilks was coming back as the head coach, would you feel differently? Would you want to go to another team just to have a fresh start?
Yeah, I'd be alive. I said, no, it would not. It would matter because just based off of just how my already predetermined how they, you know, saying how stuff unfolded within the team. You know, if it would have been difficult, I would have to talk to, I would have to sit down. If that's what they really wanted. And if the same coaches that stayed, you know, within. You know, and they wanted me back, I'd have to, like, have a real sit-down with them and kind of understand their points of why, in the beginning of the season, they didn't want me to be on the field. So, I mean, it would change for sure, you know, because it's different things in play. You know, but with that being said, I don't want anybody to think, oh, man, Coach Wilks was a great coach. You know, I'm gonna nip that in the bud right now. Coach Wilks is a great coach. You know, straightforward. You know, and I mean, like I said, my situation was unfortunate, but it happens like that sometimes. Like I said, you just gotta get back up, you gotta brush yourself off. But I don't want to go into it and this to come out like, oh man, Coach Wilks just the whole. No, he's a great person. And he's a great coach. You know, maybe he wasn't the best fit for me. It's clearly, I mean, as you can see this last season, but. Him as a coach, him as a person, I felt I had no bad blood as far as, you know what I'm saying? I understood it was a business, and it could have been handled in a different way, but a lot of that, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't mean all of it was on Coach Wilk's shoulders, you know what I'm saying? It's not even like that. He was a great coach, you know, and he had a system, he stuck to it. You know, it didn't come out as what everybody wanted it as far as the wins and losses. But he's a hell of a coach. He's a hell of a person.
Leave me with this. You played at Washington State. You played under Mike Leach. Mike Leach, of course, coached Cliff Kingsbury, the new head coach of the Cardinals. What is your thought on the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach of the Cardinals? And is that a guy you'd like to play for?
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I don't know much about him because, you know, I mean, he's an offensive coach, so it'd be kind of hard. But from what I've heard and what I've seen, like, he's super, super smart, super intelligent. He understands the game of football to the utmost. And I know I love the hire. I mean, he's a guy that, like I said, he understands offenses, you know. I don't play offense, so, I mean, you could probably have an offensive guy give you more on him. But from just face value and from what I see, I just see, you know, a smart coach. Like, a lot of people are comparing him to Sean McVay. I know Sean McVay, he's, you know, played against him for a few games since he's been with the Rams. And the way that he just game plans and the you know, kind of the different calls that he does, if he's anything in line with him, then Arizona's on the up and up.
Dayon, we appreciate the time. Really good stuff. Thanks for joining us on short notice. We appreciate it. We enjoyed the conversation. Best of luck this offseason. I hope we get a chance to talk to you at some point later on in the offseason, okay?
I really appreciate you guys having me on.